It is January 20th, 2023, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of content from the John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from our hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from yesterday's newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. I am in downtown Chicago today for a video shoot and lunch. It is nice to be here, but it was better when I had an office to go to with all my colleagues there. But times change. Our head of videography, Patrick Lothian, came into town for the video shoot, so it's a special project on which we are working. Today we published part two of our interview with William Nottenbelt for the History of Financial Futures video series that we shot at the FIA Expo 2022. It was a career retrospective for Nottenbelt and his role in the market through the dynamic growth of the 1980s, the financial crisis of 2008 that saw his bank be taken over by the UK government, and then his jumping to the CME Group. He talks about growing CME Europe and what that meant for the exchange group and how revenues from overseas grew from 20% when he joined to 33% today. A fugitive who was charged in the alleged market manipulation scheme in which a small New Jersey deli that was publicly traded all of a sudden had a $100 million valuation was arrested in Thailand, U.S. authorities said, and the New York Post reported. My money was on him being arrested in Bologna, Italy, for some reason. Amazon is ending its Amazon Smile charity program, saying it did not have a big enough impact amid cost-cutting efforts. The program gave away $400 million in the U.S. and $449 million globally, including to my church and other organizations I am affiliated with. It is a pity they are cutting the program. It was an incentive to use Amazon, knowing you were helping your community organizations, even in a small way. But the small ways added up over time. The Wall Street Journal wants you to know if you are storing your wine correctly and has the answer for you if you aren't, in a story titled, Are You Storing Your Wine Properly? Here's what it can cost and save you. The New York Times asks the question whether you should drink coffee on an empty stomach, something I do every day other than the pills I've taken. The story is titled, Is It Bad to Drink Coffee on an Empty Stomach? Your gut is adaptive, experts say, but there are a few facts you should keep in mind. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here's our video, William Nottenbelt, The History of Financial Futures, Part 2. William Nottenbelt was interviewed by John Lothian News for the History of Financial Futures video series at the FIA Expo 2022 as he was preparing to leave the CME Group. He joined the CME Group in 2008 after being approached by then-CME executive Brian Durkin while Nottenbelt was head of global futures for the Royal Bank of Scotland, which had been taken over by the UK government during the financial crisis that year. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from the Financial Times. Sailor Isabel Autissier, The ocean is the axis around which my life has turned. The legendary yachtswoman on sailing the globe single-handed, near-death experiences in the Southern Ocean and why our approach to the environment is all wrong. More than half a century ago, on a wintry day in the English Channel, a 10-year-old French girl stood half-frozen on the deck of a sailing boat, mesmerized by the sight of snow falling into the sea and dissolving in the waves off the coast of Jersey. She had vowed that one day she would sail around the world alone and was braving the cold and snow to prepare for the icy Southern Ocean. My comment, this is one of those adventures where you either live to tell the story or you don't. Here's a story from MarketWatch. Tom Brady made $512 million from the NFL before inking that $375 million analyst contract with Fox Sports. When NFL legend Tom Brady left the field at the end of the final game of the 2022 season, he was the league's career leader in passing yards, 89,214, and touchdowns, 649. He also left with an estimated net worth of $512 million. Brady had made about $332 million playing quarterback for the National Football League's New England Patriots and Tampa Bay Buccaneers for 23 seasons, the highest career earnings of any football player in history. My comment, I guess we should not feel too bad about the GOAT losing out on his 1 million FTX shares. Here's a story from the Wall Street Journal. Elon Musk sold Tesla shares before company acknowledged weakness. Late last year, after a wave of news reports pointing to sagging demand for his company's vehicles, Tesla Inc. chief executive Elon Musk sold almost $3.6 billion worth of his shares in the electric car maker. On January 2nd, Tesla announced fourth quarter vehicle deliveries that were significantly below the company's most recent forecast to investors. The news sent Tesla's stock price plunging when the markets opened the next day. The timing of the stock sale raises a crucial question. Did Mr. Musk know that business had slowed when he sold his shares? Tesla hadn't updated investors on its outlook in nearly 2 months. My comment, Elon is going to have to keep selling Tesla to meet the needs of his Twitter investment. This is not going to stop until he finally puts Twitter into bankruptcy, and even then he may still need to sell more. Here's a story from Bloomberg. The black swans are coming to Congress to roost, a points of return guide to the U.S. debt ceiling showdown, a crisis you'd rather not know about, but will probably need to. Will a black swan break the ceiling? There is nothing markets are worse at than pricing in very low probability but truly extreme risks. This is the original concept of the black swan as laid out in the 19th century by philosopher John Stuart Mill. Until Europeans went to Australia and found swans that were black, they hadn't been entitled to believe that all swans were white, but couldn't prove it. The U.S. debt ceiling provides a perfect example. Political brinkmanship has never led to an all-out default before, and it's fair to assume it won't in future, but we can't be certain, and the cost could be astronomical. My comment, they never saw it coming. Here's a story from the Financial Times. The headline, Vladimir Putin is losing the energy war. After weaponizing gas supplies, the Russian president is now on the back foot as prices fall. Vladimir Putin's energy war is suddenly going about as well as his special military operation. That is to say, not very. After causing fear and chaos by weaponizing gas supplies to countries backing Ukraine, the Russian president now finds himself very much on the back foot. My comment, he thought he had a monopoly, but he did not understand how markets work. Here are the top three stories from Thursday's JLN. Our top story Thursday was the John Lothian News video, William Nottenbelt, The History of Financial Futures, Part 1. Second was The Clowns of Crypto Haven't Given Up, an opinion piece from the Financial Times. And for the third time in the top three was a millennial founder who sold her company to J.P. Morgan for $175 million, allegedly paid a college professor $18,000 to fabricate 4 million accounts. Their email exchange is a doozy. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. First, from MarketWatch, the headline, crypto lender Genesis latest to file for bankruptcy as crypto contagion continues to spread. And Battle crypto lender Genesis announced that it had filed for bankruptcy late Thursday, the latest firm to be taken amid a widespread rout among crypto companies driven by plunging prices and charges of fraud at major players like FTX. Genesis, which froze customer withdrawals in November following the collapse of FTX, filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection in federal court in Manhattan for its lending unit, saying it was the best way to achieve, quote, an optimal outcome for Genesis clients, unquote. My comment. Here is the Financial Times version and the Wall Street Journal version and the New York Times version of this story. It was well covered. Here's a story from CoinDesk. The headline, crypto lawyers share blame for FTX other disasters, CFTC commissioner says. Lawyers, accountants, and other financial professionals should have stepped in to halt the fatal mistakes going on inside crypto firms such as FTX long before they imploded, said Christy Goldsmith Romero, a commissioner of the U.S. Commodity Futures Trading Commission, the CFTC. At the risk of offending their crypto employers, Goldsmith Romero said the experienced hands, also including the investment firms backing these companies, quote, need to step up and call for compliance controls and other governance without allowing the promise of riches and the company's marketing pitch to silence their objections to obvious deficiencies, unquote. And then here's a story from Bloomberg. The headline, global property market faces $175 billion debt spiral. A sharp drop in commercial real estate is bleeding into the real economy. The slump in the world's biggest asset class has spread from the housing market into commercial real estate, threatening to unleash waves of credit turmoil across the economy. Almost $175 billion of real estate credit is already distressed, according to data compiled by Bloomberg, about four times more than the next biggest industry. As the toll from the higher interest rates and the end of easy money mounts, many real estate markets are almost frozen, with some lenders telling borrowers to sell assets or risk foreclosure amid demands for additional capital from landlords. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.